please go on, my wife, can you kill me? Why is Apple Tech? It's so old, it doesn't even know it's Apple. It got eaten. Oh, wow. You're not alone, I've had this. They make these anymore?
No.
What? These ones, no? How long was that? Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, Empiric Yaakov left his parents' house. Yaakov learned for 14 years in Shimshon Be'er, then went to Laban's house for 22 years. The Gemara Megillah says that he was punished for 22 years not seeing Yosef. He was punished for 22 years not seeing Yosef because for 22 years he didn't do Kirda Ve'en. Now, the Gemara says, we mean 22 years he didn't do Kirda Ve'en. How long he didn't do Kirda Ve'en? What? 36. It was 36 years he didn't do Kirda Ve'en. 14 Shein Ve'ever, 22 by Lavan. So it was 36. So the Gemara brings proof from here that Limud Torah is more important than Kirya Ve'en. You always have these questions. My parents say I shouldn't go to Yeshiva, and I want to go to Yeshiva, all that business, you know. But the Gemara Megillah talks about Kirya Ve'en against learning. The Gemara proves from here that he was only 22 years, he was only punished 22 years, because for the 14 years when Sheva, that was for learning. Learning is Trump's Kibbutz of Aim. But the 22 years of Lavan, that doesn't trump Kibbutz of Aim. So he was punished 22 years. So the question I'm asking, it's a hard question. But who says, how does everyone know that? I would say differently. For 14 years at my Lavan's house, he was getting wives. Getting wives pruvu, that's getting married. So maybe those 14 years are what trumps Kibbutz Ve'en. So the 14 he was in Shein Ve'ever, and the 7 last years he was in Lavan's house, maybe that's the 22 years that we're talking about. Right? Maybe those are 22 years. Who says that it's the 22 years of learning that he wasn't punished for? Maybe he was punished for 20 years, and maybe Kibbutz Ve'en trumps in Yudova. I mean, it's 22, it's 14-6. No, it's 14.
14-6 and then 2 years on about
this. Yeah, whatever. Right, yeah. So, but for the 14 years of working for his wives, maybe that trumps Kirya Ve'en. So how does Gemara know that it's the 14 years of Limud Torah that trumps Kirya Ve'en? Maybe it's the 14 years of getting a wife that trumps Kirya Ve'en. That's a hard question. Yeah. What?
Very excited by this question.
What excites you?
No, because who says it's the 14 years of learning? Maybe it's the 14,
yeah. That's what the question is.
I know, and I'm very excited about the question. Okay. I've also been very bothered about that Gemara.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, right. Other question. I wrote two questions. One simple one. This is a dollar. This is $1. In Perichav Tes Pasuk Hey, there's a very interesting Pasuk here. Yaakov comes to Love and Land, and Yaakov says, Yoma, and he meets the shepherds at the well. Yoma Lem, Hayadakim is Ravan ben Nachar. Do you know Ravan ben Nachar? Yoma Yadanu. And they say, yeah, we know him. Is there a person loving Ben Nachar? Is there a person loving Ben Nachar? Do you ever exist? No, it's loving Ben Besua. What's this loving Ben Nachar? What? But why did you say loving Ben Besua?
It's your life. It's the same thing. Grandfather, father.
Right, so if I call you up for an Aliyah, and I call you up and name your grandfather, people would say, hey, what do you got against his son? Right? They'll do that to you. Yeah, so the question is, why did Yaakov say that? Even though halacha, a grandfather is like a father, but why did Yaakov say that? Okay, that's number two. Number three, fast, is a little different question, because you could prove me wrong from some places for this, but it's a question. In Perichav Kes, Pasuk Chav Hei, it says, there's a big chasna, and Yaakov thinks he's marrying Rivka, and he takes Rivka back to the tent, and Rachel, and he takes Rachel back to the Rivka. He takes Rachel back to the tent, and he wakes up in the morning, and he looks across the bed, it's like, okay? And there's a funny pasuk about that. Viva Boker, it was morning, Vina Hiraya. And it was Raya. Usually he is spelled Hey Yud Aleph. That's E. Here's a Korean exiv. It says Hey Vav Aleph, which is spelled Who. But it's read with the clear E. So why what does it mean? We always darshan, we always look for why is the ksiv there? What does it mean? The ksiv says, he looked towards the bed, Vihini Hulaya. What does Vihini Hulaya mean? I want it, what? Okay, so in this day and age, that's not a question. Right? And today, it's not a question. But in those days, you know, it was a question. So today it's not those days. It is. Huh? Okay. Now, I always, there's not a year I don't say Chazir Shabbat. It's my best, my favorite Chazir Shabbat in the whole world is the beginning of Parsha. But since Chazir Shabbat, it's really the opposite. But it's the opposite. What can you do? It's the opposite. Okay. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. What's the question here? The question is here. V'yeti Yaakov Be'er-Sheva V'yeh-Charana. He left Be'er-Sheva and he went to Charan, right? Rashi explains this. V'yeh-Charana Yatzal Alechas Charan. So the question is, V'yeti Yaakov Be'er-Sheva V'yeh-Charana. And Rashi says, Yatzal Alechas Charan. That's the pasuk says. V'yeti L'Charan. So what Rashi add? By saying Yatzal Alechas L'Charan. So, the famous Chazir Shabbat is Gemara Kedushin. Are you supposed to learn in Kedushin and then get married? Or get married and then learn in Kedushin? What are you supposed to do? So the Gemara has a Shabbat. What do you do? In those days, they had Kedushin before marriage, like YU. The only thing in the place in the whole world that's Kedushin before marriage is YU. But they had Kedushin before marriage. So, what are you supposed to do? What's the Shaila? What is the Shaila in the Gemara? It's simple. The kid finished high school. He's 18 years old. As the scientists say, out of every 60 minutes, 53 of those minutes of thought you think about sex. Okay? So, I saw a very good cartoon. A scientist was telling the class, 53 seconds of every minute, a teenager thinks about sex. And we'll get really famous. This professor, what do you do the other 7 seconds? Okay, but anyway, but that's what it is. So, what? You know. It's also, it's 60 seconds you think of sex, okay? So, the Gemara says, if you think of sex your whole day, how could you learn? Therefore, get married when you're 18 years old, and then you're not going to be thinking about sex all day. You could learn. That was one thing. Or then the Gemara says, but maybe if you get married at 18, you're going to have to work. And if you work, you're not going to be able to learn. So therefore, learn first and then work. So work against sex. What do you do? Okay? So there's two ways to look at it. When you should learn. So the Gemara says, oh, it's simple. Halahan halahu, the Gemara says. Where it says, the people who live in Bavel have to learn first. The people who live in Eretz Yisrael have to get married first. So Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what happened in each land? So I'll tell you what Tosfos says, and this Chassidus Rebbe said, that's what Rashi said. I'll tell you what Tosfos says. Tosfos says the people in Israel were poor. The people in Israel were poor, then if he got married, he'd have to go work. He couldn't learn. So learn before you work. The people in Eretz Yisrael were very rich, so it was just a rich guy thinking about sex. So he should get married. He has money anyway, and then he'll learn because he has money. So halan alohu, very good. That's pshat according to Tosfos. So this Rebbe puts this in this Rashi. Rashi learns just the opposite. That the people that shown the people above it was different, just the opposite. But so he says very good, this Rashi. Yaakov was going out. He was leaving home. Yaakov was rich. Yaakov was rich. He was rich. Where was he going? Where was he going if he was rich? According to this, where was he? He was a rich guy. Where was he going? Get married. So where was he going? Haran. Eliphaz came and stole all his money. Right? He was poor. So what did he have to do? Go learn. So he went where? Shave Aver. That's what Rashi says. V'yetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva. He left Be'er Sheva. V'yei Haran. He went to Haran. But did he go to Haran? No. Said Rashi, Ratzalei lech l'Haran. And Yatzalei l'Lefes. He went out to Haran. He was going to Haran. Because he was rich. But what happened? He got poor. Then he had to go learn. So Rashi says, Yatza left the Charan. He went out to go to the Charan, but he really didn't go to the Charan. He really went to learn. That was but what I find interesting about this is everybody agrees that you don't stop learning when you're 18. There's a lot of people, I finished high school, stop learning, I know it all. Nobody knows anything. You know, you have to learn after high school. You have to learn after 18. The question is, do you learn being married or do you learn not being married? You got to spend years learning. That's pasha. You got to spend years learning. Even I'm going to Eretz Yisrael now to give a chiddush. Most of the guys I talk to now are shana bet. Nobody knows anything. Nothing. You know, I give a b'china, and I, after the first 5 seconds, I say, okay, he knows nothing. But I have to give each guy respect. Okay, we're going for 10 minutes or 5 minutes. But nobody knows anything. You have to continue learning. You really have to continue learning. All you did in Israel was get yourself ready to learn. Even after Shana Bet, and you became stark, whatever that means. Now you have to continue. Now you have to learn. Let's just get ready for it. But now you have to learn. Except if you had to speak freely, of course. What?
What?
What? That's what it's called? I thought it was speaking freely.
This is actually called Rufus Mordechai.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Last night, there was a Shevrachas in my house, and I spoke at the Shevrachas also about the Yetzer Yaakov, about Shiduchim. Because, you know, people come to me to talk about Shiduchim all the time. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. That means, you know, Baruch Hashem, me and my wife have made 27 Shiduchim. I deal with Shiduchim all the time. Last night at 11 o'clock, I had a Shiduch. A person called me about his problems dating. And then 11:30 at night, I had a guy called me about problems dating. You know, it's craziness. Everyone has problems. Okay, but V'yetze Yaakov, the Medrash always brings a pasuk in Tehillim after, together with the pasuk in the Torah. For some reason, the Medrash likes doing that. They bring a pasuk in the Torah and then a pasuk in Tehillim. So on the pasuk V'yetze Yaakov, the Medrash says, like it says, Adahu Netziv, the song. Esa ene alaharim ma'in yavi ezri ezri mi mishem ups the shrine of arutz. So does the mention when you sing a song? You know, saying, but what's my trying to do here? But Pshat is it goes with this. Yaakov Avinu was going for Shidduch. After he got poor, he set himself, and he was leaving, and he was thinking to himself, man, how am I going to get a Shidduch? Now I'm going to be poor, and how am I going to get a Shidduch? A poor guy can't get a Shidduch. And there's family problems. People are going to look at my brother and say, oh, you have a brother like that? I didn't want to be Shidduch with him, you know? Borough Park stuff, right? Yeah, I feel like that. What? You know it all the time, right? It's craziness. I know that. We live in Brooklyn, we know. Anyway, but, hey, you got a brother like that? And Yaakov says, how many get Shidduch? And that's what he said. I'm looking to the mountains. I'm going to the mountains. Ma'ayin yava Ezri. Where is my Ezer Kinecto going to come from? You know, your wife is called Ezer Kinecto. Ezri. Where am I going to get Ezer Kinecto? Then Yaakov said, am I crazy? Ezri mim Hashem, also Shine Baritz. Hashem makes Shidduchim. And I can't think about, oh, my brother's like this and now I have money. That has nothing to do with Shidduchim. That has nothing to do with Shidduchim. Shidduchim are from Hashem. That's why last night at the Sherbach, my wife always gets angry at me. I say, we made 27 Shidduchim. My wife always says, no, we didn't. Hashem made 27 Shidduchim. We were just a little Shriach, you know? We happen to be a Shriach, but Hashem makes a Shidduchim. Yaakov knew that. Yaakov says, as you know, Hashem holds Shriach powers. You know, people are reading Shidduchim, oh, bad brother, oh, no money. It's all meaningless. You know, it's from Hashem. Guys call me all the time and come into office. Oh, Rebbe, I feel so bad. How many get Shidduchim? I can't get Shidduchim. What are you worried about? What are you talking about? Ezri mim Hashem, also Shemayim v'aretz. Your Ezri Kinecto comes from Hashem. The girl comes from Hashem. Don't worry about it. Bad things happen to people. But you still have to believe in Hashem. Because there's no such thing as a bad thing. What are bad things? What are bad things? Good things. Bad things are good things. That's Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's whole thing in this week's Parsha. That bad things are good things. You can never look at when a bad thing happened to you. It's a bad thing. Oh, I got robbed. It's a bad thing. I got robbed. I went to 14 years to what's it called? Chained Aver. By the way, one other thing. Very important thing. I was once in the Chassidish Rebbe a different time. I know how I ended up at Chassidish Rebbe. It's the biggest little pup in the world. I went to Chassidish Rebbe. And he said something very good. He says Yeshiva Shein Ve'Aver. Does anyone hear Yeshiva Shein Ve'Aver? Yeah, but when Rashi talks about it, Rashi says, where is it? And Rashi says Yaakov was Bishivaso Shel Shem Uvshasa Shel Ever. Not, there was no such thing as Yeshivas Shem Ever. There was two Yeshivas. There was a Yeshivas Shem and Yeshivas Ever. So he said, this Chizhiyahu said, you see, it's always been like that. One yeshiva bachar needs two yeshivas. That one I go to, and that one I don't go to. Okay? Yeah. One yeshiva, two yeshivas. You always have to have that. That one I go to, and this one I don't go to. Have a good Shabbos.
Thanks. I go
from right away. Are you going right away?